Time to play Parrot of the Nitty. Hot Wings got four contestants.
I did, yes.
Where did you tell them to go?
I told them to come up here when we started talking.
Okay. Well, one did.
Now would be a perfect time to do that.
Come on forward. Okay. Come on. Mike, will you help us out with this again? Now, this game is very simple. These four fine folks will be paired with one of us idiots. Thus the name, Paired with an Idiot. One at a time, we'll get to meet them, and then the idiots, us, we'll have to describe one of these four lists.
Yes.
These lists were created by us, but we can't get our own. On each, there are 10 words or phrases that we will have to describe and get you to say without any of us saying the words or phrases or derivations ourselves. Also, there's no onomatopoeia, sounds like, rhyming, or any of the other things Kelly invents to cheat.
Right. Yeah.
What?
Exactly. No charades.
Whatever. That was the best round of Paired with an Idiot we've ever experienced, and Steve will double down on that.
It was great.
Absolutely.
It was
perfect.
Thanks, bestie.
Yeah, it was. All right. Ma'am, you're first. What is your name?
Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Excellent. What do you do, Diana?
I'm an elementary library aide.
That's awesome.
I skipped work today.
Shh. Oh. There's now, couple people who called in sick who are here.
Yeah. Oh, I called in sick 3 weeks ago. So it's okay.
You said Diana, right?
Diana, yeah, okay. Like the princess.
Got it.
Ooh.
I like that. Now, are you this drunk at work?
What?
Just thought I could maybe catch you off guard with that question. I said, are you this drunk when you were at work?
I'm not
But
drinking.
I don't think you're actually drunk.
No, I'm not.
But
I'm
thought it'd be energized. Fun to imply that the assistant librarian is bombed every day.
No, it's smoking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody likes cigarettes. Wink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everybody's smoking. Wink.
Diana, which idiot do you want to be paired with? You can be paired with Steve or me or Hot Wings or Kelly.
Kelly.
I knew it.
I never get picked first. Yes!
All right. Kelly, choose one of the four.
Okay. Oh, I got Steve's list.
All right, okay. Kelly.
All right.
You'll be describing a list of 10 things invented or first discovered here in Northeast PA.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it should be simple.
Okay.
All right, Diana, we
only,
got this.
Only you can pass. Kelly, you cannot say you should pass or any of the other things you do.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Sure.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
Oh, these are like T-Rex and Stegosaurus and...
Dinosaurs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. These are poultry and they can
Eggs?
Fly, but...
Chickens?
Yes. And what do chickens have that you eat? And you fry them and they get barbecue sauce on them and...
Thighs? Wings?
Yes. Okay, that counts.
Yep.
These are Roy G. Biv and they're in the sky with a...
Colors. Rainbows.
Yes. This is like Game of Thrones. The one blonde chick had like three of them that hatched from eggs and they like fly in the sky. They're like dinosaurs with wings.
Dragons?
Yes. This is like Hawaiian... I can't say that word.
Punch?
Yes, but what kind of punch?
Like fruit punch?
Yes. This is like a boat that floats with a lot of people on it, and you go on them for like 5 days, and there's food. And what's the boat called? And you go on
A cruise.
A cruise what? A cruise kind of boat? What kind of boat is it?
Carnival cruise?
No, nope, it's a... Ship. Ship is the word I was looking for.
Ship.
Ship. Invented right here in Wilkes-Barre.
Really?
Yeah.
They invented the cruise ship?
They invented cruise ship, dragons, rainbows, chicken wings, dinosaurs.
Wow.
Y'all are
very... They invented dragons.
Rainbows, yeah. That's new.
Yeah, very smart here.
That's you didn't get to McDonald's, water, gold, or worms.
Worms.
So you got five?
We were close, though.
Yep. First place.
Good job.
Great job, Diana.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. All right, sir, you are up next. Ma'am, you are excused. You're welcome to stay and hang out, but if you want to go back to your seat, that's fine, too. Yeah. Sir, what is your name?
Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. What do you do?
I'm a packaging technician for a company that prepares human tissue for transplant patients.
Whoa. So are you like a package engineer?
I package the tissue after it's processed.
Okay.
Dang. Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you ever just try a bite?
I mean, who has?
Maybe just a little lick.
Tempting, but no.
So gross. So gross. What do you do for fun? Take stuff home from work and throw it at kids?
Yeah.
I've got an 11-year-old at home, so.
Oh, okay. You don't get to have fun that they don't like.
Yeah.
I can relate. Kevin, which idiot do you want? Hot Wings, me, or Steve?
You.
Okay.
Okay.
I have Hot Wings list.
All right, very good. Well,
all right, Kevin, we got this.
Nobody's got more experience in this than me. Your topic today is things that are shorter than the hallways in this hotel.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. And your time begins in 3, 2, 1. All right, Kevin, this is a large place that's like natural. It's nature in New York City. Yes, it's a park, but which one?
Central Park.
Yes. This is a long river in Egypt.
A Nile.
Yes. Yes. This is a cruise ship that sank in
Titanic. 19.
Yes. Yes. It's where you go a quarter mile at a time and you want to go fast.
Racetrack.
What kind of racetrack? It's specific. It's a quarter mile long.
Pass.
Okay. This is what planes take
runway.
Off. Yes. Yes. This is a German highway where you can go as fast as you want.
Autobahn.
Yes.
This is what gets you in a car when you're driving over the water or valley.
Tunnel.
Over.
Bridge.
Yes.
This is what you go through.
A tunnel.
Yes.
This is when you drive your car, you are on the...
Highway.
Smaller.
Street. Road.
Yes. Yes. This is anything that's beyond our atmosphere.
Outer space.
Yes.
Yes. Which one was the path? Oh, this is... A place where you race.
Oh,
so
close. No.
We got 9. Drag strip.
Nice job.
Drag strip.
I knew you'd know it, but if it doesn't pop right away.
Ran out of time.
Yep. Kevin, well done.
9 is solid, though. That is a solid go.
That's great.
You got Titanic so fast, I couldn't stop describing it. I'm like, oh, he's done, but I'm still talking.
Yeah, wait, I had an idea.
All right, well done. Actually, what's your name?
Joe.
Joe and... Matt, Joe and Matt, we're going to save you guys for the next segment. So thanks for joining us to stand nearby. Probably felt awkward.